Alright, hello and welcome to the very first episode of Gaming and Entertainment with Lucifer and the Hobo King. I am one of your hosts, the Hobo King, also known as Kyle Swenson, who's sitting next to me.
Is Lucifer, also known as Eclipto361 on Xbox 360.
And we are here today to talk to primarily about video games, but also
about movies comics, and other stuff.
Webcomics, movies, cartoons, TV shows, just about everything. Now, let's start off by getting into our histories with gaming. Mikhail, you can go
I've
first.
I've played video games for about 16 and a half years, and my first gaming system was given to my fourth birthday for called the Odyssey. I've had it. After that, I started playing lots of video games. I liked them, and I have had pretty much every gaming system and every handheld up to date. Kyle?
I'm 20 years old. I've been gaming 17 years. My dad got me introduced on the Sega Genesis. I've owned the Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, N64, Sega Dreamcast, GameCube, Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, PS3, Wii, all of the Game Boys except the original, and that micro one they had that was just like a rectangle. I'm planning on getting the Vita. I consider myself a hardcore gamer. I game on all platforms, PC, 360, Wii, PS3. I try and get as many games as I can. I've beaten, with a few exceptions, every single game in my current generation library, and the only reason I haven't beaten the ones, all of them yet, is because I haven't gotten around to it, but I plan on beating them all. I play hardcore games, I play casual games, I play indie games, Bastion, I play games that might not have been huge AAA titles like El Shaddai is one I'm playing now.
Good game.
It's an interesting game.
It's a good game. Fun. I like him, have had mostly all systems. I've had the Atari, the NES, the SNES.
I haven't had an Atari.
Oh. I've had the Genesis, Dreamcast. You've had that, I'm assuming.
Yep.
The 64, the Cube, GameCube, PlayStation, all of them, actually. I have the Wii, the Xbox and 360, and I also have the Virtual Boy. Somewhere upstairs, it's really broken right now. Has to get
on that. That's a...
It's not really broken.
It's what all gaming companies should look to when creating their gaming systems.
It's not bad, it's not broken. It's just, if you look at it, it has, like, running streaks that I know how to fix now. After going through, like, thousands upon thousands of explanations, I now understand how to fix it. I've had the Game Boy Color, I have the Advanced, I have the DS, 3DS, PSP, PSP Go. Hate the PSP Go, it was such a pointless purchase.
Why'd you get it if you had the PSP? There's no real need to.
Well, I wanted it at the point. I don't know why I wanted it, there's really no point. And it's the biggest crap I bought, I really shouldn't have had to get it. I'm getting the Vita, I'm hopefully...
The Vita will be better.
Yes, the Vita is going to be awesome from what I see. I'm hoping really much to do an unboxing with the Hobo King on YouTube and we'll post it up.
Yeah, because we do have a YouTube channel, I don't know if you know that, Mikhail.
Yes, I saw that. But, I do. What do you think? You like? What gaming franchises do you like the most?
That's tough. If we're going from current generation, Halo, Gears of War, Uncharted,
Mass Effect,
Ratchet and Clank, Mass Effect. That's gonna be Mass Effect 3 is gonna be so great, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
You got the Supreme Edition, right?
Yeah, I try and always get the collector's editions.
I can't buy the collector's edition. It's pissing me off.
Why not? Don't you have like $1 billion?
No, it's only letting me buy like the.
Where are you ordering it from?
GameStop, but they won't let me like in store. You can't buy it. It's.
So get it online.
Doesn't matter. The point is, but
when
Fallout.
I can, I try. Fallout, God, Fallout 3 is amazing.
Yeah, see, I try
it's
to get him
top
back on
five
speed.
Games of all time ever. Fallout New Vegas is great. Not quite as good as Fallout 3. I know there's some dispute among people about that, but I think Fallout 3 just beats New Vegas, hands down. Said Ratchet and Clank.
Mario.
It's pronounced Mario.
That's a new. It just came out, so I'm gonna go with that's new.
What?
Mario.
Yeah.
It's not really new, it's really old, but just because it came out now, I'm calling it new. You said Assassin's Creed, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed is great.
Call of Duty was a better franchise. They're now kind of going down. But
Call of Duty 4 is one of my top...
favorite games. It's the best.
It's one of my top 5 multiplayer experiences in the history of gaming.
Now they're having more cheaters. They lost all the cheaters. It was great. I loved it. And then I don't know why some people started coming back with cheating. It's kind of screwing up the whole game system.
What's your favorite... out of the top 3 today, or rather 4 if you count PC gaming, which do you prefer? Which console experience do you prefer?
You said PC.
You know what I meant.
I know.
I was including all forms of gaming.
Even PC?
Before we continue, though, I just have to say, I consider myself a hardcore purist gamer, and that means that I do not count mobile gaming or Facebook gaming as gaming, like, in the same area as console and handheld.
It has some good games, but it doesn't go in the same console area type.
Passes the time if you absolutely need it, but other than that, it just can't compare.
It does pass the time. I've gone to 195 in Bejeweled. I have something over, like, 11 or 12 million points.
Just get Tetris.
I have Tetris. I've played Tetris.
It's one of the greatest games ever.
I've gone to, like, level 60-something on Tetris, and then
I can beat anyone in Tetris. That's something I need to do. I need to set the world record for Tetris, because...
I don't think anyone has set a world record
for
Tetris.
No, there is. It's in the Guinness Book. It's on, like, the NES, and I don't think it's for... I'm not sure if it's for the Nintendo version or the other system that it was on at the time, because of all the licensing issues that Tetris has had. But it's out there.
Infamous is a good game now.
Infamous?
Infamous. And what the hell is his name? Drake.
Uncharted. I said
Uncharted
that already.
Uncharted is the best. I love it for the PS3.
I just beat Uncharted 3 the other day.
I beat Uncharted 3. I don't understand. The Sony?
You haven't been on PS3 in 2 months.
Yeah, it doesn't...
And on Steam in like...
Yeah, Steam doesn't
years.
Recognize me. And see, look. I'm on Steam right now. I'm on Steam. But it doesn't recognize me. Come on. Jake's like forever on my computer.
So what about... So back to what we were talking about. Consoles.
Which one?
Favorite gaming experience today.
Top 3?
Well, there are only 4 options.
Well, but you said like top 3 out of gaming.
Your best. No.
Oh,
you,
consoles. Just the
not,
console
not
itself?
Not franchise, the console itself.
I would probably... Gaming-wise, I think the 360 beats everything. Visual-wise, I think the PS3 beats it, which is a hassle, because I do like the visuals on the PS3. See, I was playing Team Fortress. I do like the visuals on the PS3, but it fucks me over all the time, and I'm logged in.
I have to say, the 360...
I have a message.
For... No, you don't. It's always like that. The 360's interface is my favorite. And just the other day when I sat down to play El Shaddai and got that controller in my hands, I've been gaming on Steam and PS3 for a while because I have a huge backlog of games. And just having that controller in your hand, it just feels right as a gamer. And PS3 has great games and great franchises, but they need a better controller than their current DualShock system.
I don't know.
And
PS3
and Nintendo need to catch up to Microsoft in.
Yeah. I think they need to. I think they need to fix their servers before they fix anything else. If they get hacked so much, Sony doesn't.
That happened before I got my PS3. I got my PS3 over the
summer. Yeah, but Sony
doesn't
moderate.
It's
unbelievable. You can hack and you can do whatever you want. None of the gaming systems, no one moderates anything. If you play multiplayer, if you've played like Call of Duty on it, there's no moderation. Everyone does whatever the hell they want. You can see like there's people just spinning from one side to the other every 20 seconds. It's like, well, you can't do that.
What would you have your perfect console be? And what would you like to see in the 720 or the PS4?
If the 720... God damn it, it's still...
Because there are a lot of rumors going around the 720 at the moment.
See, I think if the 720... Yeah, I heard a bunch of rumors they are. But I think if the 720 gets a Blu-ray player, and then it has better graphics like the PS3... it will completely dominate the market.
Well, that's the thing, though. Microsoft is moving toward an all... digital environment, so I'm not so sure that they would. go for that path.
They might. Because there's a bunch of... Even though Microsoft is moving
towards... I mean, the only Blu-ray movies I have are my complete Rocky...
You're trying to play online, I'm not...
Is my sort of all the Rocky movies, so I'm not too concerned about Blu-ray at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Why are some features not available here? What? I hate Steam. I really, really hate Steam.
Don't hate. He's just saying that because he can't add me as a friend at the moment. Don't hate Steam. Steam is amazing.
See, this is why you see me as offline, because it won't let, like, see? This is the crap with Steam that comes up. I have the same thing with the PS3. Steam. Like, if you go look at my PS3, it's logged with things, but it's done. It says I'm never online. I've been, like, offline for the last year. Pisses me off. I just played recently on Steam, DC Universe.
I have that.
So much... not on Steam, I'm sorry. Not on the PS3.
The PS3.
So much fun.
What MMOs have you played?
I've played a bunch of MMOs.
Because I've done DC Universe, Star Trek Online, World of Warcraft. I'm currently...
Star Wars.
...playing the Old Republic. I'm Jadasaur. I'm a Sith Sorcerer on the Ebonhawk server.
I hate you. I'm on, like, one of the smaller servers that
doesn't... So change server. Create a new character.
No, because I'm now level, like, 23, and I'm not doing that again. Took me way too long, because I don't ever have the time to do it.
But once you get to the legacy system, it benefits people who have multiple characters. I have a Jedi Knight on the Ebonhawk server, but he's only level 1. I want to finish the first act for the Sith Sorcerer's story before I move on to a different character.
I don't know. I have to look at... I've been playing StarCraft. No, Star Trek. Star Trek I've been playing.
StarCraft is a great game, by the way.
StarCraft is a good game, but I've been playing Star Trek. It's fun. You've played it, right?
Yeah, I had an account.
It went free to play.
Yeah, I know.
And it's now becoming fun.
What do you think about the whole free-to-play?
I figured out why it won't let me join.
Why?
Because it doesn't... I hate the... Because it thinks I'm not even set up, see? It has no information for me.
So set it up.
I am. I'm just going to save it now. What did you say? I'm sorry.
We were talking about StarCraft before you decided to go off on your hate rant against the game.
StarCraft. StarCraft, I liked the first one. I loved the second one. I've been playing it on my Alienware a few times.
God bless the Alienware gaming laptop.
Thank God. If I didn't have that, I would probably die.
That and Steam have gotten me back into PC gaming.
I see.
And Steam sales, because no one does a sale like Steam during the holidays.
To those people who don't know what I'm talking about, I have two computers, and one of them is a dual touch screen, which I enjoy using. I use it a lot. Almost all the time, actually. But the problem with the dual touch screen is you can't play that many games on it because it doesn't recognize the keys. And it screws you over every time. I've tried playing a few... I've tried playing DC Universe. I actually downloaded it onto this yesterday, actually. And I tried playing it. Won't recognize movements.
That sucks.
It's okay, like, if I hook it up to my TV and then I hook up a controller, I can do it. But the whole point of a computer is so I can do it on the computer.
Yep.
So as such, I don't know, but... On the other hand, the Alienware is so much fun to use.
It's so great. And Steam, speaking of Steam, they've got a mobile app out right now in the beta phase.
Yes, they do.
Which I have on my iPhone.
Speaking of that, I know why you didn't add me. I'm an idiot. Oh, well. Sorry. Speaking of... What were we speaking about? I go off on random tangents, as you can all see. I like going off on tangents. It's fun. But I was going to say something before I went off on the random tangents. Oh, I lost all my friends on this. What the hell happened to that?
I don't know.
Remember, I belong to one group. I don't belong to anything anymore.
That's odd.
Maybe it's a new account. That's probably what I did. I probably made like two accounts, and I don't know what it is because I'm an idiot.
First step is admitting.
You have to put in your username. Sorry. As we all go on tangents. God damn it.
So what about multiplayer experiences? What are your top 5 multiplayer games throughout every console generation?
Call of Duty 4 is my number 1, probably. Still can't hit. This is retarded. Oh well. Multiplayer games, I think Call of Duty 4 was the best. And after that, I didn't play that many after that.
What do you look for in a multiplayer game?
No cheaters. I want it to be fun. I want it to be, like, tactically advanced most of the time. It depends on what multiplayer. Some multiplayers, I want it to be just fun. I was playing Castle Miner Z because I had nothing to do for a while. And I decided to spend whatever it was, like $5 or $10 on it. I think it was not that bad of a deal. And then I bought Minecraft because I wanted to waste $20. And I know you don't agree with Minecraft. It's a really good thing.
It's not that I don't agree with Minecraft.
You just hate them because they want to let people
steal their information. No, it's because Notch said he was okay with people pirating his game. And I know he's made, like, $4 million+ from it, but still, I am against piracy and in all of its forms.
So you don't like Lil Karibo?
See, that was a problem I had.
I win.
No, you don't win.
I automatically win. It doesn't matter what you say.
I respect Lil Karibo for the voices he does and for the work he puts into it, but I can't. If he does get the episodes through piracy, then I can't support him, because I have pirated in the past, but all these people rushing to defend,
are you sure you want to say that over
defend piracy
iTunes
and rushing to throw Anonymous into this godhood status for cracking down against the evil corporations that it's trying to keep us down so much?
They are evil corporations.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
If they make, let's say,
$20 million...
I'm not
saying it's perfect. Right. And if we lived in a different country, I'd be right along waving the peace sign and throwing hate against the corporations with you. But we live in America. America's in a capitalist country.
It's not...
If you want things to change, you don't do it by stealing and saying, ha ha, fuck you, big evil corporation.
Right, but the problem with what you just said is, America was a free market. When I first moved here in... Oh, God, when did I move here? When I first moved here a while ago, I think 9, I moved here, it was semi-free market. It wasn't a free market then. It's less of a free market now, because everything gets regulated. You can't have a free market if there's regulation.
I didn't say we were a free market. I said we were capitalist.
Yeah, but to have a capitalist society, you need a free market, and we don't have a
free
market.
Fine, then put your efforts toward making it more of a free market and stop stealing, because that's not the proper way to do it. You're
right,
just a big brave crybaby who feels entitled, and I hate you.
No, because see, that's not how it comes down to it. What it comes down to, by the way, it says I'm online. I quit. Add friends. There we are. Go ahead, Kyle. This is my last visit.
I won't let you do it.
I give up. I hate you, Steam, so much.
Don't hate Steam just because you suck.
It just won't let me add friends, and it hates me.
Steam wants you to be forever alone.
It does. I don't understand that. Why?
Sitting in your house in the dark, just you and your gaming laptop. Your only friend.
I give up. It's so sad. No, but see, like, I look at it. If you're pirate, you're still going to give money to the people if
see,
you enjoy
their
stuff.
See, here's the thing,
though.
There are some cases where I'm really conflicted. For older shows that
don't exist anymore,
I hate piracy, but I strongly believe things like that should be kept safe. I think entertainment industry
but
needs something.
But that's not true, because you can go to the store and buy them, or you can buy them online.
Not always. Not always.
95%
of
the time.
This is what I think needs to happen. I think, you know, there's that, like, plant sanctuary up in Iceland or wherever it is. I think we need something like that for the entertainment industry.
Do you now?
I do. I strongly do. I really do. For books, movies, TV, video games, everything. I think that's what we need. That's not going to stop piracy. That's not my solution to piracy. But although that could be, in a way, for older shows, a solution to piracy.
See, the problem with it is, even if, let's say, you pirate something, let's say you go and pirate, I don't know, The Who, and you listen to their music, and you like it, and you pirated it. at some point, you're going to be like, well, I want to go see their concert. You're going to go and pay money.
It's still stealing. And here's the thing.
Here's the thing. You're still going to pay the money, and they're still going to make money. Yes, they're
not all pirates pay them money. And that's
most pirates.
That's the other thing, too. People are saying, like, oh, just because there's no physical thing, we're not actually stealing. And that is such a load of crap. It doesn't matter if it's physical or not. They put it there. They put that information out there, all of that data out there with the intent to be bought, not stealing. You might as well. You have it in a physical device, you're stealing.
It's not. It really isn't. Well, no, because first of all, they want to say that if you... Don't display that. I don't give a crap about that. They want to say that if let's say you go and pirate something and you watch the movie, because they're calling piracy if you stream something. If you go on YouTube and stream something, that technically isn't piracy. It isn't.
If YouTube has to die for piracy to be saved, I'm okay with that. I've come to terms with that. I wasn't okay with it a while ago, but I've thought about it. I've come to terms with it, and I'm okay with seeing YouTube die.
So you're okay with seeing all the people that do a bridge series and all of that die?
I'm not saying I want them to die.
No, I'm not saying die literally, but I mean die metaphorically with their
stuff. If they steal
stuff.
Their stuff, then yes, I want them.
Right, but
I'm okay with
but
that.
But see, what happens is, even though
and
you...
And besides, it's
not
even
because,
really
wait.
Creative anyway. You're just piggybacking off of someone else.
Right, but what we're talking about is, even if, let's say, I legitimately got the raw of the video,
yep.
and I use it, you're still stealing because they're not letting you use, and you're not paying them money to use any of their videos. So technically, if you, let's say, watch Loco Rebo, you're pirating, even though you say you're not.
I can, as much as I respect the work he does, I can live in a world without Loco Rebo.
I don't think you could.
I'm pretty sure I could.
Even though you got me hooked onto Loco Rebo. I didn't know anything about him for a while. And then you got me hooked onto that, so...
He's funny, and he does good work, but...
He does really good work. I'm surprised that I started liking him so fast. I usually don't like people that fast. But he makes really good stuff. But...
And he does good things, like that charity drive for Dan Green.
Yeah. But at the same time, what you're saying is you're okay with him dying and you're okay with Team 4-Star dying and all those
people. I don't
follow
Team 4-Star. I've seen some of their stuff and they can be funny, and I know one of my friends has all their songs on his iPod, which aren't nearly as good as the Loco Rebo's parody music.
I've never heard their songs, but I've heard some of them are funny.
They're tolerable, I guess.
Upload?
But we got... Alright, what about... Talked about pirate. No, you didn't list the rest of your multiplayer favorites. Oh,
damn it, you got back to that. I hoped you forgot about that, actually. I don't know. Which ones do you like?
My
Let's
top
go to
five
you.
Multiplayer games are GoldenEye on the N64,
I like
Modern Warfare.
That's
Warfare. Assassin's Creed has a great multiplayer. And Gears of War.
And?
How many was that? Wasn't that five?
Assassin's Creed, Gears of War, GoldenEye, and Call of Duty. That's four.
Oh, let's see. Halo. Halo 3 had some amazing multiplayer.
Halo 3, I just liked the Forge. It was so much fun to do.
I liked Forge better in Reach, but Reach's multiplayer wasn't nearly as good as Halo 3. It had way too many Forge world maps. I didn't enjoy it as much as Halo 3.
I don't know. I like to forge... I like making my own maps, but...
For Halo 4's multiplayer, I hope it goes back to being more like Halo 3.
Halo 3, we had really good maps that we made.
I spent so much time in Halo 3. It was just amazing.
If you hear that clicking noise, that's my keyboard, because it's a virtual keyboard, and for some reason it always clicks. It doesn't want to stop.
Doesn't want you to forget what a keyboard sounds like.
That's retarded, but you can't stop it, so sorry if you hear that noise. It's going to happen in a while. Trying to. Steam still won't let me add anyone. I really hate Steam.
Don't hate Steam. Steam is amazing, and everyone should join Steam.
Steam is a good thing. I'm going to play. Maybe if I start Team 4-Star. Oh, this is going to make noise, isn't it?
Team Fortress?
Yeah, this is going to start a noise. Fuck. Well, if you all hear this noise of Team Fortress 2 right now, That's because I'm starting it up because Steam has forced me to start the game. It was not my fault. Right, can't cancel it now.
So we've talked a lot about gaming. We'll go more into that later in other
episodes.
Let's talk about cartoons.
By the way, before you finish that, what's your backlog there now? What has it come to?
Let's see. I just beat Uncharted 3. I'm in the process of beating El Shaddai, Final Fantasy 13, Shadows of the Damned, Resident Evil 5. On Steam, I've got Saints Row the Third, Deus Ex Human Revolution, The Witcher 2, Age of Empires 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, Elder Scrolls Morrowind.
I can't go that detailed into it.
God of War, the two God of War PSP games that came out for the PS3, my Prince of Persia collection, my Splinter Cell collection, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. No, they're the older games.
Oh.
It's the HD remake.
Ah. I played that.
I've got a bunch of other games too, the old Knights of the Old Republic.
Do you know what about you've come to now, number wise?
Over 20. But I don't remember. I don't know the exact number. See, I meant to count them before.
I finally counted them. I got to 38. I have no clue what they are.
How do you not know what they are? How can you count them and not know what they are?
Because I have them in the box. You know my back black cabinet. I have. If you open it, like you have to go through it. But I know I have like. What do I have left? I have Infamous 2. Infamous 2. I know you're gonna correct me every
it's
time.
Your
I say
English sucks.
Fuck you. My English is perfect. I just like calling it Infamous. Okay, Infamous 2 I have to beat. I've started and I haven't done anything yet. I have to beat the first two gods. I bought them with you when I long, long time ago. Never. I've been looking at them for a while. I have to beat some parts of Call of Duty. I have 1 and 2 I want to beat now. I finally have all of it. So I have the whole Call of Duty collection set. Thank you, God. That took me a while to get. I don't know. I have to beat a bunch of games. I have to beat Darkstar 1. It's a fun flying game.
I haven't heard about it. I shall take your word.
It's if they made that multiplayer, that would be really fun. It's sort of like what's that flying space game that they have that's MMORPG?
Really specific.
I can't think of what it's called right now. Yeah, that's
there we go. That's
Team
Valve.
Four Star.
Valve makes gold, and I love them.
Team Except Four Star 2.
Half-Life 3, Valve. We need to get on that, like, now.
Half-Life 3?
Yeah, Half-Life 3, Valve needs to get on. Needs to do something. They need to stop trolling everybody. We need to come up with clear answers. Either we're not doing it, we are doing it, here's something about it. It's been several years. It's time for Valve to come clean.
Can you imagine if they wait, like, Duke Nukem for 11 years? And then come out with the same shit they came out for Duke Nukem.
I hope not, because Duke Nukem Forever is the only game I ever regret buying.
I spent $110 on it, and I will regret it.
That's because you bought the collector's edition twice.
It's still $100 for each collector's edition, so technically I spend $200 if you really think about
it. Your own damn fault.
But I got money back for the one. By the way, why is this? I've played this before. Why is this taking so long to load and process?
Who knows?
I hate Steam.
What? You're at the menu.
Looks like it's your first time playing TF2. Why not take a minute and play a tutorial? Fuck
it. You've just never played the game before.
I played it 2 days ago. I was playing it.
Are you calling Steam a liar?
Steam is bullshit. I quit. I don't want to know anything about Steam anymore. Anyway, let's go to movies, because we've spent a lot of time on games. We've spent like 25 minutes now on games.
Have we really?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
Feels like longer.
Oh my god, 29 minutes we've spent.
Alright, so games. Then, moving on.
Let's try and keep this within an hour this time.
It was within an hour the first time we tried.
No,
it's
and I looked. We had an
we
hour.
We also paused it a lot.
No. After I actually cut it, I can show you. I have it fully cut. We have an hour and 42 minutes after cutting.
All right, so let's move on then. Keeping the ball rolling, most anticipated movies you have coming up. Go.
Coming up? I would say, I don't know. That was a bit backwards there. I would say the Avengers, the Batman movie. What else is coming out? I can't think of anything else that's coming out for this.
Avengers, Batman. When I first heard about it, I wasn't so sure, but I think I will probably go and see Chronicle.
Chronicle?
Yeah. It's the movie you were talking about.
Oh, with
the
I want to go see that. You're going to go see that.
It comes out Super Bowl weekend.
Which is?
I don't know. I'm not into sports.
You're not into sports. I don't know what Super Bowl weekend is. By the way, go Jets. Yeah, that was a plug for Jeff Wanamaker if you ever listened to this. He did promise to listen at one point. So, go Jets. That's someone from my firehouse.
The Hobbit.
I wanted to go see Underworld Awakening just because...
I did not.
See, I wouldn't, but just because of what a French poster showed. If you've seen, there was a big debate about this on Yahoo. The French people put a poster of Underworld Awakening, and they wrote, "The real vampire movie."
Good for them.
And there was a big debate over that.
Because Twilight sucks.
I do want to go see that. Twilight does suck.
I just want to put this out there for everyone listening. If you're still listening... Twilight...
Yeah, if you can still listen to us banter for, like, an hour and a half...
Twilight is evil, and I'm an aspiring writer. I believe books should stay hard in physical copies.
Next week, Kyle.
I don't believe in book burning. I believe all books are sacred. Except for the Twilight series. Every single Twilight series needs to be thrown into a bonfire, and Stephanie Meyer needs to be tried for crimes against humanity. And
see if they showed that in Guantanamo Bay. Forever. I do believe if they showed that in Guantanamo Bay, people would be less likely to cause terrorism in this world.
Yeah, I don't know about that. No, because Twilight's pretty evil. If anything, it would inspire them.
I think it would just torture the people to a point where they would just be like, alright, we'll do whatever you want, just don't show this crap to us anymore.
Stephanie Meyer is worse than Hitler.
Are you going to go see Ghost Rider?
Yes, I do want to see that, because the first movie got too much hate. I like the first movie.
I like the first
movie. Superhero movie.
I'm
fine with Nick Cage. I like him as
So pretty much next week we're going to go see a movie, then in 3 weeks? No, 4 weeks? Then in 4 weeks, we're going to go see a movie on the 17th.
Which one is that?
Fuck. That's Ghost Rider. That's going to be the day before I go to Vegas, so...
Gambling problem.
We're going to have to watch that probably on Friday if I go with you.
That's fine. I have high hopes for the Ghost Rider movie.
I do, too. I don't know. There's nothing else that I see that's good right now, so...
The Hobbit will be an amazing movie.
Yeah. See, they show Project X, but I don't really want to see it now.
If you've heard of
it's this big party movie, and...
Well, right there, you lost me.
It looked, when they first showed it, because they have, like, fire and flamethrowers, it looked sort of good. But then I actually looked at it, it's really not that good. It's gonna be shit. Which I'm really sad about. It looked better than it was. I want to go see Chronicle.
Chronicle, I was off it at first, but the more I see it, the more I hear about it, IGN gave it good reviews, I'm probably going to go check it out.
You going to go see Wrath of the Titans?
Probably not.
The Hunger Games?
Probably not.
I'm just going to go through whatever I see that looks semi-good. None of this looks semi-good, so you might hear... Oh, the Three Stooges.
No, they shouldn't remake that. There are way too many remakes.
Oh, God. They're making a fifth Scary Movie. They should be shot.
Remakes are the...
The Raven.
No.
You're not going to see that? That's
no, that's another remake, too. That's stupid. Remakes are the exact opposite of creativity. Battleship? Probably not, but Battleship, I think, has the potential to become a movie.
I think it's going to become like Battle of L.A. You've seen Battle of L.A.
I haven't. I think Battleship has the potential to become a great movie, like the two Mortal Kombat movies, Starship Trooper, and Super Mario Brothers movie, and Judge Dredd, and Demolition Man. Aww. Those are all fine movies. I don't care what anyone says. The Super Mario Brothers movie is a great movie.
I haven't seen that. I've heard about it.
It takes a lot of liberties, but there's only so much you can do with the Mario name when transforming it into a movie. But it's a great movie. I firmly enjoy it.
How about Man in Black? The third one that's coming out.
I don't know if I'll see that. I don't know if I've seen any of the Men in Black movies in theaters. Maybe the first one.
The only problem I had with Men in Black 3, from what I saw so far from trailers, was Tommy Lee Jones was going to voice himself when he's younger from another guy. And I don't think they, like, from what I saw in trailers, it wasn't really... The voice was there, but his mouth wasn't moving at the right time.
It'll be interesting to see how that succeeds after such a long absence from Men in Black. It really might, franchise.
I hope it doesn't become like Duke Nukem. It might. It really might.
I have high hopes. I mean, the second one was okay.
Prometheus. That might be a good movie.
I don't know.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, I never saw the first one I wanted to.
The first one was okay. I liked the first one.
I think I probably will go see G.I. Joe 2.
Spider-Man 3, I'm not going to go see. Well, sorry. It's the new Spider-Man.
It's the reboot.
Yeah, it's the reboot of Spider-Man I don't really want to go see.
I don't know. Dennis Leary's in it. I mean, he's going to die, but...
Oh, someone hopes.
I hope it's good. I don't think this is... As bad as 3 was, I don't think they should have rebooted it this soon.
Do you know what they're rebooting?
It wasn't a franchise that needed it. The Hulk needed it, and the Fantastic Four needs it. Spider-Man isn't a series of movies that needed a reboot this early.
You know what they're remaking?
What?
Total Recall.
Yeah. See? Too many remakes.
Then they have the Expendables 2.
That would be amazing, except for fucking pussy Chuck Norris. Scared of dirty language. Who brought the film down to a PG-13 rating.
Then on November 16th, your favorite movie comes out.
What?
Your most favorite movie. You can possibly imagine. And then December 14th is The Hobbit. I can't wait for that.
The Hobbit will be amazing.
And then Superman comes out in 2012, which...
I don't know about Superman. The last Superman movie was pretty damn awful.
Iron Man 3?
I would see Iron Man 3.
And Star Trek.
I don't know about Star Trek. I'm a huge Trekkie. I've watched every episode.
You didn't like the new Star Trek?
I've watched every episode of every series. I have all the movies. I have some Star Trek books. I'm a huge fan of the Star Trek franchise. But I don't think... I wasn't a huge fan of the first movie. And, I mean, we know so little about the second movie. They have potential to make it great. But they really have to work for it.
Well, it's 2013, so we have 2 years to wait. And Austin Powers 4 is coming out in 2013.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
And The Hobbit is coming out in 2013.
Oh, what about this? The third Hangover movie is coming out.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. They all just sealed the deal for like $15 million each.
Where? It's when? It's not even up here yet.
Yeah, because they just signed the deal. It was just announced.
That is bullshit! I liked The Hangover. The first one was great. It was the best. My hair is shitty.
You can only do the same premise well once.
Yeah. Then the second one, it wasn't as funny.
It was the exact same movie.
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't as funny. It was... They had some funny parts, but it was just... It was okay.
Which would... I don't know how anyone could have expected anything less from that movie.
And the third one, I swear to God, I'm not going to see it. I don't want to see it. Never going to happen. I will go see Iron Man 1 and 2 before I see that again.
Iron Man 1 and 2 are fine movies.
I know, and I would
people
go see
like
them
People like
another
movie people hate too much, and Iron Man 2 is a great movie. I don't care what Robert Downey Jr. says, I don't care what people say. Iron Man 2 was a fine movie, and I loved it.
I didn't hear anything.
A lot of people have said bad, negative things.
I'm going to download Fear today, Fear 3. I don't have it yet. Because it's on sale.
God bless those Steam sales.
I do love that. That does save me, like, a lot of money.
I bought so many
By the way, I still can't add you, really. I'm going to give up soon, to the point where
You've given up, like, 8 times during the course of our podcast meeting.
I know, but I'm trying. I'm really trying to add you as a friend on this, and it really doesn't want to let me. It tells me I should not have friends, pretty much.
Forever alone.
I think I'm just going to...
You should go protest outside of Valve's office.
I don't know, I might send them an email, because it shouldn't be like that.
So do it.
I can't add
you. Get your email on.
I don't understand. WHRHS. Sorry, I'm trying to... Whorehouse Gamers? What?
What?
Whorehouse Gamers.
Whorehouse Gamers. Watchung Hills Regional High School, Whorehouse Gamers.
That's from my old school. Why the hell did... I don't care.
Clearly, your old school has become a whorehouse and is now apparently promotes whoring and gaming.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Plus, I was hoping to see some of my friends on this, but you can't see them, so I'm fucked. I don't understand why. I might have, like, 4 accounts with Steam. That's what it is. I figured it out. I have 4 accounts with Steam.
Why would you have so many Steam accounts? That's unnecessary.
Because I always forget the password, and instead of, like, being a normal person and, like, finding where the password is, I just make a new account.
See, that's my problem with the Steam app, is I forget my password, and I was trying to set it up, but they've made it difficult for me to do. I can't figure out how to do it. I've done it before, I'm pretty sure.
I can tell you that I would not be able to redo it right now if I tried. What's some other good movies that came out already? Captain America was a
fine movie. I enjoyed it greatly. And it's good old fashioned American patriotism, and I thought it was great.
And Pirates of the Caribbean wasn't that bad either.
I was. That was a good Pirates movie.
I don't know. But some of them are not as good as I always hope.
What do you mean?
Some of the... I liked the first 2 Pirates better than the last one. It was okay.
The first Pirates movie, the third Pirates movie, and the fourth Pirates movie. I didn't care for 2 that much.
You didn't like the third one?
I love the third one. The third one was great. I didn't like 2. It's a lot like my Back to the Future and Lord of the Rings. I like the first one, and I like the third one, and the second ones aren't that good.
I know. I liked the third one and Back to the Future. I didn't like the first 2. But I don't know. I'm not a good critic of Back to the Future, because I saw that in a different language in a different country. So
I have the VHSs of Back to the Future movies.
I still have VHS. I have like 10
I still
million.
Have a box full of VHSs in our basement. I still have a TV that plays them.
Yeah, I still have a VHS player, which surprises me more than it does anyone else. Because I never expect to have any of that. I was hoping to find something up on this, but I can't. I don't know what I name anything anymore. Which is bad. I should learn.
That's what I was looking for.
That's what I was looking for.
Good old Star Spangled Banner. That is a great song.
It's one of the best songs.
Now that we're on the subject of movies, what gaming soundtracks are you? Are you into gaming music? Do you pay attention to that stuff?
I have BCG. Sorry. I like the music. Go ahead.
Gaming music. Do you focus on gaming music? Do you get gaming soundtracks?
Some gaming I do. Not that much, though. I liked... What was that music? I'm trying to think. That's bothering me a bit. There was a good... It wasn't Fallout. What was it?
Fallout 3, great soundtrack.
It had some good... Yeah, I got most of the songs from it. But I don't call that their music.
Yeah, that's because it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
Witcher 2, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Batman Arkham City are my favorite games.
Arkham City
soundtrack.
I have music from. And I have BCG.
Bulletstorm had a good soundtrack.
I didn't play Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm was a great game. The most creative swearing I've ever heard, and I loved it. A lot of people didn't think it was that great, but I just enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't get into Bulletstorm. I wanted to, but I never did.
I got it for the beta, and I just loved the crap out of it. It's a great game.
I played the beta, and I loved it. But I never, got the whole game, because I don't know why I didn't. I wanted to, and I never... Just never had the time, I guess. I don't know. I actually don't know why I pulled that up. I was actually trying to pull
this up. Well,
it's good
to see how long we've been doing this for.
It's only 45 minutes, almost. But I don't know. I was going to say that we're getting new music, I hope.
That will be awesome.
I cannot wait. He promised 30 seconds
more
of each.
More structured format, hopefully.
Yeah, it will be more structured
next time. We promise, so come back.
Please come back. And vote, and rate us on iTunes. Give us a review. Give us a good review, please. 5 stars.
You want to contact us, we will read listener emails if you want. It's lnhkgaming@... what, gmail.com?
Gmail.com. We'll put that all into the description, but if you want to contact us or send us an email or something.
On the PSN, I'm the Hobo, I'm the Hobo King 99. On Steam, I'm King Ninja Wizard. I'm Soldier of Exile on Xbox 360. And I don't remember all the Wii information. That's pointless anyway.
It's really pointless. I would give you all my information. I think it's all Eclipto. It's Eclipto or Eclipto 361. But I'll put it all into, like, the description because I don't remember all. I know it's the same thing, but one has the numbers and one doesn't because they didn't let you, like, put the numbers in. And I was going to say, if you want to, DJ Scratching, he's doing the website. Well, he's doing the music for us, and he's going to do the website music for us, I hope, if he does good music for this. And if you go to his website at djscratching.bandcamp.com, please support him. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good kid.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. And I'll try and put some of his music, if I can, or some, like, plug-in after. All right. And I'll put his link in the description as well.
We done?
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for listening. Take care, and we'll hear you next time.